Bob recalled the day he was infected. It was some 17 years ago, when he was nearing his 30th birthday. A stunningly attractive vampire had come into town, explaining the virtues and long-life benefits of vampireness, an elite club of superior beings that could pursue almost any dream because of their extreme length of life. All Bob had to do was sign the forms and take part in the ritual. It was a good time to be alive because the vampires were only allowed to do induction rituals once every 100 years. Bob had signed the papers without reading them, paid the obligatory coins, and then felt the sharp, stabbing pain of fangs before he passed out. 2 days later, he awoke to sad-looking faces.
"So rare," they were saying. "Such a shame."
Instead of becoming a vampire, as the salesperson had promised, Bob's immune system had fought the vampirism and converted the incoming virus into zombieism.
"One in a million chance," the vampires said.
He'd tried to sue, but the fine print on the papers he'd signed had explained that this was one of the many risks of undergoing the procedure. "Bob?" the nurse chirped, bringing Bob back to the present.
"Cough,"
Bob said as he carefully got out of his chair so as not to leave any loose parts of his person behind.
"Sorry."
She smiled in that not-so-friendly way that Bob had grown used to.
"The doctor will see you now."
Dr. Mazzato peered over his wire-rimmed glasses as Bob walked in. It looked rather strange to see glasses on such a ghastly-looking orc. Orcs were, generally speaking, not the most kind creatures. Dr. Mazzato had always betrayed this stereotype. Once you got past the fact that he was exceedingly tall and muscular, had jutting teeth, a perpetually angry stare, an incessant habit of cracking his knuckles, a bit of that orcish lack of verbal filter where they said what they were thinking regardless of the circumstances, and the fact that he grunted a lot.
"Have you been doing your smiling exercises, Bob?" Dr. Mazzato asked in his doctorly way as he motioned Bob to lie down on the plastic-covered couch.
Bob sighed and then gingerly lowered himself. He was envious of those who got to relax on the much larger couch that sat on the other side of the room. It was nice and leathery, whereas his assigned lounger was tucked in the corner and was full of lumps.
"Most of the time,"
Bob replied, his mouth making a watery sound with each word.
"I found it difficult to remember where much of the world is, frankly, just horrible."
Dr. Mazzato grunted and started writing.
"Stupid zombie, don't follow directions," he said, speaking as he wrote, which Bob often found only furthered his depression. "At this rate, he'll be completely rotted away in half the time of a normal zombie." He looked back up and said, "You gotta do things I tells you, Bob. If you don't stick with the plan, you ain't gonna get any better."
"I know,"
Bob said, as if he believed the good doctor, which he didn't.
"It's just, well, imagine spending your days avoiding everyone because they all say how bad you smell."
"I'm an orc, Bob."
"Oh, right. Well, okay. But do you wake up with pieces of your flesh missing?"
"Rarely."
"It's rare when I don't,"
Bob said tiredly.
"And that assumes that I can even get to sleep."
"Sleepy pills not working?"
"No,"
Bob stated with a shake of his head. It had said right on the bottle that the pills would not work for zombies due to their inability to absorb the chemicals needed to induce sleep.
"Maybe try warm milk."
Bob wanted to argue, but saw no point. The man who was supposed to be the authority on zombies had little clue in regard to their physiology, even if he was mildly helpful from a psychological standpoint. Mostly, Bob had decided to start these appointments because he believed it was a way for him to express his frustration to someone who would not judge him. Too bad for Bob that he had selected an orc for a doctor.
"Anyway,"
Bob said, ignoring the suggestion,
"the lack of sleep, the fact that people avoid me wherever I go, and the reality that I can barely hold down even the simplest job just makes me wonder why I even bother to go on."